Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. Feeling real good. 6:08 in the morning. My name is Edgar. Before I go around the horn saying good morning to the entire squad, if you've ever been a guest to a destination wedding, the last thing you want to receive is some crazy, scary, complicated email days before the wedding from the bride. Chelsea just got one last night.
I'm so stressed out right now.
I can't wait till you read it to our audience, Chelsea. So hilarious. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Chelsea, so you got this awesome destination wedding this weekend. It's about 2 hours north of San Francisco along the coastline.
Yeah.
Beautiful beach city area. What do the emails say, though?
Yeah, well, and the thing is I'm going to the wedding totally solo. So I'm like renting a car from SFO and I'm driving the 2 hours. So last night, pretty late, right before I go to bed, my friend sends this email just kind of like, you know, about the weekend, summing it up. And she goes, so just a warning, SFO is conducting major runway maintenance. They're expecting up to 100 daily flights canceled. So if you, you know, you might need to contact your airline and get a reroute. There's that. Then it goes on to say, also, reception is very spotty at the resort and around the resort area. So make sure you print out directions just in case.
Is it like a tent resort? Do they not have Wi-Fi?
I guess she said it's just very spotty.
Okay. Like,
and then it said, oh, P.S. The road is quite curvy and dangerous. So go slow. Also, if you get motion sickness, take Dramamine.
Unless you're driving.
Oh my gosh, right? And then she said, oh, and also there's some road work along the way. So, just give yourself time. I'm like, oh, now I'm like so stressed out.
What a great start. The good thing is that while all this is happening tomorrow, obviously you would have to be very unlucky for all these things to happen. And good thing tomorrow is not Friday the 13th, so you're good.
Good times. Thanks, Edgar.
And
really
tomorrow there's not going to be a full moon for the first time in 19 years.
Oh my God, my anxiety.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Good morning to you. This is crazy and it's going to get you really upset. Ladies, there's a type of app that a lot of you use. My wife uses this as well. And you put in some very, very personal information in there. Stuff that nobody else knows and probably is not asking you. They don't want to know. But allegedly, according to the study that just broke out, these types of apps are releasing your personal information to Facebook. So let me tell you what it is. A new privacy rights study has revealed that period tracking apps, which are used by millions of you, are sharing information about your sex lives, your health with Facebook. In particular, they found that an app by the name of Maya Fem, M-I-A Fem, and Maya, M-A-Y-A, are the ones that have been seen sending this information to Facebook. Now, for a second, Chels, just think. What kinds of things are you inputting into this app on the daily?
Oh my gosh, it's so disturbing. It's very personal stuff. Stuff that you'd like write in your journal that you never want anyone to see. It's stuff like how heavy your flow is, period symptoms, like are you having acne, last time you had sex, when you're most fertile is being tracked, and also like your sex drive. Like all this stuff that like
Wait, hold up.
Idea of people seeing it is traumatizing.
These apps ask you what's your sex drive today?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, hold on. This just hit me right now. And they're sharing that with Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
What did Facebook just launch?
Dating.
Oh
my gosh.
A dating app.
It's so gross.
What if it starts matching you up depending on your sex drive that day with somebody else?
Stop.
Like, how bad do you want to get it today?
Or like a guy's really, you're going to know when a guy's like, yeah, we should really go out tonight. Tonight is the night. Like, let's go grab some coffee, some drinks. I don't know.
If it's your most fertile days, we ain't trying to go out that day.
Facts. Oh, man. Good times. Jonas Brothers on 97.1 Amp Radio. Yes, they're going to be at this year's We Can't Survive. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster.com.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Yes, Lizzo will be joining Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Camila Cabello, and many more at our We Can't Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster.com. I'm telling you, they're going to sell out quick, so jump on it. Edgar and Chelsea hanging out with you. Thank you so much for listening. I have to say it.
What?
It's been like bugging me out the whole morning.
Oh no, what?
I thought it was the lighting because I'm noticing something different in Chelsea. Oh, no. And I thought it was the lights. I thought it was the light. Does anybody else notice what I'm noticing?
Yeah,
you're going to call me out right now.
Oh, okay. I legit looked over at the lights. I'm like, the lights are all the way up. But for some reason, it looks like Chelsea's under a shadow.
I'm feeling so insecure about it, too, because I got a spray tan yesterday. I don't do it that often. And I, like, every time I do it, I always, like, have a panic attack after. Because right when you do it, you look, like, not okay.
You look like you just got done, like, barbecuing for 5 hours straight.
And then you shower, and it's a little bit better. But still, like, I'm, like, woke up this morning, I'm like, I don't know if I look right.
She looks sun-kissed.
She looks what?
Sun-kissed.
But does this look bad?
No.
Be honest. Oh, no.
Your hair looks so light, though.
You know what it was? I got my hair done yesterday, too. I messed up there. It's a little bit, my hair's blonder, and then my...
Okay, so it's see, it's not just the fact that you are darker, but the fact that you lined your hair makes the contrast look crazy more.
Yeah, well, I got a wedding to go to this weekend, so I'm just getting ready.
They're like, has anybody seen Chelsea?
We haven't shown.
You know what I'm saying? Anyways, it's going to get a little bit lighter as the days go on, right?
I hope so.
Be on camera today for billboards. This isn't good.
Anyways, coming up next, Chelsea, you working on besides your tan?
So I woke up this morning to this.
Yeah.
Besides my tan, and I couldn't believe my eyes. So Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes broke the internet with this shocking video post in a hotel in Mexico.
Show
details coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50.
The Chelsea Report.
So I reported on this last week. LeBron James put an application in to trademark the phrase Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday!
As if he created it or what?
Yes, pretty much. Well, it's basically because this summer he posted he made it like a staple on his Instagram where he was celebrating Taco Tuesday every week. He included his family, his friends.
Yeah.
Well, his attempt to trademark it has been denied.
Good.
The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office said Taco Tuesday is a commonplace message and therefore fails to function as a trademark. So there you go.
Every once in a while, LeBron needs to be told no.
Right?
Just in life in general, just to keep him humble a little bit, you know? Also, you can't just hijack Taco Tuesday, bro.
Totally. I was like surprised at myself at how angry it kind of made me when I found out he was doing it, because I was just like, wow, you can't do that.
Hey,
take that from us.
A little peek behind the curtain. When Chelsea first told me how it made her angry, and then she looked at me and she's like, right, Edgar? Especially you angry?
Like, back me up here.
Because I'm Mexican or what?
Because you love tacos. We all do.
Yeah, but I love them every day, Chelsea.
Okay. All right. Moving on. So Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, I love this. They're calling out trolls for saying they kiss like fish. Last night, Shawn uploaded a pretty amazing over-the-top Instagram video of them basically sitting in their hotel room in Mexico, addressing the claims that they are awkward kissers. Here's some audio.
We saw, like, on Twitter and stuff, you guys saying stuff about the way we're kissing and how it looks weird, like we kiss like fish.
Really hurt our feelings.
We just want to show you how we really kiss.
Yeah.
And then they go at it, but it's funny, like Camila like licks his face and like they just are kissing like a mess. So it's pretty funny.
So instead of kissing like fish, they were kissing like they're lizards.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Exactly.
Tongue everywhere. Obviously they were over exaggerating and kind of spoofing the whole situation. Good for them that they're having some fun with this, you know? What I didn't appreciate is when they broke the internet with this, so many people being offended by it.
No.
Oh my God. I saw that. Why did you post that video? It's like, really?
Yeah, but it's just because they want to be doing that with either Camila or Sean. It's a jealousy thing, you know? Like, can't we just accept Sean Mila for who they are?
Some people can. People still think it's fake.
It's not.
Why would they be traveling all around the world making out and hanging out?
I mean, how can you deny that chemistry, too? Like, yep. There's such great chemistry between them. Anyways, I'm a fan.
The video's up on our Instagram, by the way, at 97.1 Amp Radio.
That's right. And this report is actually brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. Mm. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com today.
Thank you.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Would you be able to handle something like this? Six Flags Fright Fest wants brave couples for 30-hour couples coffin challenge. So, you could be a couple of siblings, cousins, primos, primas, friends, lovers. And you have to be confined inside a coffin from 3 p.m. on September 27th to 10 p.m. the next day.
Jeez.
Just chill in a coffin. No cell phones, no electronics whatsoever. To be honest, this is a dream situation for my wife and I right now. We have a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old at home.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we would just sleep for those 30 hours, to be honest. Maybe 2 minutes of that, we'll do something else. But for sure, those 30 hours, we are passed out sleeping. Even though they said you're going to be exposed to, like, different sounds, fog, dramatic lighting, different monsters coming around and banging on the coffin and whatnot. We're going to sleep right through that right there.
Uh-huh.
What about you, Chelsea? You think you'd be able to handle this?
First off, who's got that kind of time to just lay around?
Listen,
for that?
Chelsea. They're going to pay you $600 if you win. If you're last couple standing, or laying, I should say. $600 and you get 2 2020 gold season passes for Fright Fest.
I mean, I feel like it depends who my company is, but I feel like I would get pretty bored pretty fast. And it sounds like a nightmare, you know what I mean? Like, it's like your worst nightmare come true. Like, you're buried alive. That's where I would go.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
Okay, facts. Who would you not choose to be in that coffin with you from our studio? DJ Majestic, social media guru Tamara, or myself? You definitely don't want to do it with. I already told you, I'll just sleep the whole time. So who would you not do it with? You got to choose, Charles.
Oh my gosh. Can Majestic, will he bring the tunes? Will you bring music at least? Can you DJ in there?
Can you DJ?
I can sing for you.
Okay.
Can you sing?
And Tamara, what can you offer me? Some laughs. I'm gonna
some scary laughs.
I probably cried the whole time.
I'm gonna say I wouldn't want to go in with Edgar. I'm sorry.
It's all good. I'm just gonna sleep. But then again, you never know where I'm gonna snore from. So you're facts.
The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
All right. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to have fun at Universal Studios Hollywood by guessing the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics. Do not get swayed by the beat. DJ Majestic is trying to trick you, all right? You have 15 seconds to guess. If you don't guess correctly, the backup caller automatically jacks your tickets. Today's contestant, we have Alicia from Covina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alicia, you rolling solo like a cholo today, or you got some backup?
I have some backup. I got my girl Danielle. She's my 10-year-old daughter, and she has had DJ Majestic beat every single time.
Oh, shoot!
I will say, it is different once you are playing, so don't get too confident.
Here we go. That's DJ Majestic talking smack to a 10-year-old, by the way. So just mad petty today.
Just saying.
He has not won at all this week. So hang tight, Alicia. If you don't win, Juan automatically gets your tickets from Highland. Juan, what do you want to say to Alicia?
Hey, Alicia. Hope you lose.
Wow. Fantastic. Have a good day, too. All right. Good times. All right, Alicia. This one's tough. It is a We Can't Survive artist. What's the name of this song based only on the lyrics? Here we go. Know that I'm a handful, baby. Don't I never think before I jump to the kind of guy the ladies want. And there's a lot of cool shit. Sounds hard, yo. And it comes to a lover. I promise that you'll never find another like me. 15 seconds are up.
All right, we got it. It's Me by Taylor Swift.
That is correct.
You lose, Majestic.
I'm going to stop leaving the song title in the remix. Well, I guess you got me.
Damn. out. Congratulations, Alicia. What is your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Danielle Lopez.
Danielle Lopez, congratulations. Job, you guys are going to Universal Studios Hollywood. Danielle, can you hear us? What do you want to say to DJ Majestic?
I want to say, DJ Majestic, you tried so hard. I hope you win next time.
Oh, so polite.
You know what?
Man.
I'll accept that. Thank you.
Granted, I will say this, DJ Majestic. They have ganged up on you this week. It's kind of like you weren't fighting one-on-one. It was like you're getting jumped, bro.
We want fair fights. That's what we want.
Nah, not really. Do whatever you got to do to win, baby. Here's another Weekend Survive artist feeling good this morning. Jonas Brothers. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com.
The Chelsea Report.
The movie Hustlers with J-Lo, Cardi B, Lizzo, Constance Wu just premiered at the Toronto Film Festival this past week, and it's been getting incredible reviews.
Yeah.
Specifically, we're hearing that Jennifer Lopez could be up for an Oscar for her role in the film. How crazy is that? She plays the role of Ramona, and you know, along with her and her stripper friends, they scam Wall Street clients, and it's supposed to be, it looks amazing. It's probably like the number one movie I'm most excited for this year.
Yeah.
But in a new interview, J-Lo's asked about the chance that she could be nominated for an Oscar, and it's really sweet. She gets super emotional. Here's the interview.
I've just been working hard, you know, for so long, for my whole life, so it's nice. Sorry, you guys know that I'm emotional. I'm sorry. I just to even talk about it. We're not even there, you know?
But just to even talk about it is just amazing. Just to have it mentioned, right? Yeah,
I think it's going to happen, man. Yeah. I think she should have already gotten an Oscar for Made in Manhattan, but that's just me.
Yes.
That was such a good movie, you know? She would be joining like people like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Right? Just a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. That means the movie's like not just like entertaining, but it's probably just well-written and a lot of good acting in it.
I love this for her too right now that she just celebrated her 50th birthday. She's on tour right now. She's like being considered to perform during the Super Bowl halftime show. There's so much cool buzz around her right now. And then with this movie, it's just a good time to be J-Lo.
About to get married?
Oh, yeah.
Get
so much good stuff. All right, so this is a little dark, so bear with me.
Okay.
But if the end of the world is near,
mm-hmm.
Post Malone is going to be just fine.
Okay.
So basically, he's building a massive bunker. Just in case, he first talked about his plans back in 2017 about this like apocalypse house. How do you say it? Apocalyptic house?
That sounds cool.
I can't say it. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm down.
Something like that.
I don't think it's a real thing, so you can say whatever you want.
He talked about it back in 2017, and now he's actually building it, and the location's been revealed. It's in Utah, in the middle of nowhere, basically. There's actually pictures of the house that he's built and building, so we'll post some of those pictures up on our Instagram, 971. On Amp Radio, but in a recent interview, he talked about the property, saying being in Utah and being away from the grind and away from everyone else, and it's just me, my video games, and a cold one. That feels good to me.
There you go. I was hoping it was going to be in Wyoming, and it would be like on Kanye's property.
Oh, yeah.
We could just hang out. Can you imagine? Like, if it were the end of the world, wouldn't you want to just hang out with Post Malone and Kanye for the last few minutes? All right, maybe not.
Maybe not. I think there's other people I might want to hang out with. But
interesting. Like who, Chels?
I don't know, Cardi B.
Okay.
Right?
Just have her go off on rants.
Yeah, she'd be entertaining.
About
for sure.
The world ending.
Exactly. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com today.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the video that Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello posted from their hotel room in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it straight broke the internet. All right? We need your guidance today. I think you'd agree with this right here. There's a lot of bad kissers here in SoCal. Chels, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a thing.
We're going into the weekend here fairly soon, and let's help out our kissing community. What are your do's and don'ts of kissing? So what we want you to do is call in or text in. Give us one thing you should definitely do while kissing. And one thing you should definitely never, ever do while kissing. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. This is all inspired by the video that broke the internet last night. Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello in their hotel room in Mexico. And they brought up their kissing because there's been some trolls kind of dissing them on the way they kiss.
We saw like on Twitter and stuff, you guys saying stuff about the way we're kissing and how it looks weird, like we kiss like fish.
Really hurt our feelings.
We just want to show you how we really kiss.
Yeah.
So they did something super funny. They did like an overdramatic telenovela kiss where it looked like they were literally eating their face.
Yes.
And Camila must imagine that Sean's face was an ice cream cone.
She just licks it from the bottom to the top.
Obviously, they're trying to, you know, they're just being funny or whatever. But we're like, yo, man, some people do need some advice with kissing. So
some people.
Do's and don'ts, Chels. Yeah. If you just had to do one thing, you have to do this and definitely don't do that.
That's tough because I think making out and kissing, there's definitely an art to it. And there's not a lot that know how to nail it. So, okay, my don't would be don't lead with your tongue. Like, guys just come at you like they're eating your face and it's like tongue in your mouth. And you're like, what is happening right now? I'm concerned for everything about this.
So right before you go to close your eyes, all you see is like tongue coming at you,
yes,
like a torpedo.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh, like a lizard. And then I say do build passion and take things like really slow at first.
There you go.
And take a minute to like feel the other person's rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, remember, it's not just you that's involved in the kiss. There's two
Appreciate
people.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kissing says a lot about the other person, if yeah. they're selfish or not. For me, I would have to say, and thankfully my wife is awesome, but you know what, we had to learn to be good for both of us,
because mm-hmm.
it's not just about you. You got to learn what the other person likes. But for me, definitely, and this happened to me a lot when I was in the club.
When I was in the club, you saying that is so funny.
Now I'm a dad and stuff. Thanks, Charles. Yo, I was in the club and I was emceeing club nights and so on and so forth for radio, yeah. whatever. And this would, I don't know why girls thought this was cool and hot. Ugh, it was nasty, but they would pass me and transfer over their gum.
You've got to be kidding me. That's not real.
That is a fact. They thought that was so sexy. And it was all like, they've been chewing it for like over an hour. So it was like dry, no taste. And I'm like, why? And I would like sometimes just stop and like spit it out. I'm like, kill on that. Why are you passing me over your cheekily like that? It was nasty. So definitely don't pass over any type of food. I'm not a baby bird. Definitely do, you know, nibble on the lip a little bit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Just slightly though. Some people go a little too hard,
yeah.
and they bite into your lip like you're a piece of chicharron. You know, like some straight-up beef jerky. That's way too much. Ain't nobody trying to bleed.
Yeah, don't draw blood.
So hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Susie from Silver Lake, good morning to you. What's your one thing you should definitely do and one thing you should never do when kissing?
So one thing you definitely shouldn't do is too much tongue. My first kiss, we were making out, and he was doing, his tongue was going everywhere.
Oh,
and he's like, really sloppy. And I was like, well, what are you doing? He's like, oh, babe, you know, I just was asking my boys, like, what I should do. They told him to do the alphabet with his tongue.
What?
The D was all over, kissing. You know?
So, yeah.
What letter did he get to? Could you tell?
CMI, babe.
L for and loser?
That's Dang. Awful.
He's like, hold up, babe, hold up. I'm not even to W yet. Okay, so that's definitely don't do. What's your advice on what you should definitely do?
Gets me, like, turns me on is, like, a little bit of moaning. Wow. Like, if you're into it and, like, we're just really, you know, just, like, feeling each other and the vibes are there, like, a little moaning and, like,
I feel like the moaning thing's a fine line.
Okay,
like, I know what you're saying, where you appreciate, you like want to know that they're into it, but then it's like, if it becomes to a point where there's like the intent, there's no intention behind it, like it's just happening, and you're like, that,
right.
It needs to be right.
So, Chelsea, you're saying there's a fine line.
Yes.
Susie, can you give us an example of what you would want to hear if you're kissing and, you know, you're liking it?
Just a little, like, just cough, you know, like,
All right, I mean, that was subtle. I appreciated that.
Is that good, Charles, or is that crossing the line?
Like I said, it was subtle.
Okay, love you, girl. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Katie from Oxnard, good morning. You're just coming in strong, trying to preach. It's a PSA. Definitely don't do this one thing while kissing, because you had a terrible experience. What was that?
Definitely don't. It was my girlfriend, Lindsay, actually. We were at the bar, and the guy was kissing her neck and then bit her shoulder. And apparently he had a fake tooth which stuck in her arm. So
my
don't kiss girls' necks and shoulders if you have fake teeth, because it might just pop out and stick in the shoulder.
I mean, that's good advice, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Just in case you're out there with a fake tooth, don't bite shoulders.
Can you get that visual right now? He pulled away from her shoulder and his tooth.
It was disgusting.
Was just chilling. It was still there like a tombstone.
Man, I would literally run away.
Oh, we laughed. I mean, hysterically, like dying. I think we fell to the floor. It was just the funniest thing ever.
Oh, Katie, thank you so much. You totally made our day with that. Yeah, definitely don't bite on the shoulder if you have a loose tooth. More matches. More of these coming up next. This is Sucka Jonas Brothers. Yes, they will be at our We Can't Survive 2019.
The Chelsea Report.
So Rihanna is just like all of us and is as obsessed with Lizzo as we are. In a new interview, she gives Lizzo her stamp of approval and even talks about maybe working with her in the future.
I love Lizzo. She's so badass.
Well, girl, we caught up with her just the other day and she was just raving on and on about you and said, I want to collaborate with her. So is this something that y'all have talked about?
No, but like, I will collaborate with her on the lights for this interview right now. Like, Lizzo is so badass and she's everything that Savage stands for.
Yeah.
A confident woman.
Yes. So good. What an epic collab that would be.
Can't wait. I can't wait. You know what, though? Like, everybody's on that train right now. Loving Lizzo. And not, I don't think it's because it's like a bandwagon thing.
Mm-mm.
I genuinely believe people love Lizzo's energy.
Absolutely.
But if there is an artist that wanted to go trending, just be like, nah, Lizzo's all hype. Can you imagine if an artist said that?
Oh my gosh, there's no way.
The internet would eat him up straight
up.
Not
true. I love this. Lizzo responded to that interview. She retweeted the Rihanna interview and said, I would sing the bass drum in a Rihanna fart just to make this collab happen.
Good idea.
Which is awesome. Also in that interview, Rihanna opening up about her album. Here's what she had to say.
Are we going to hear that confident, powerful voice of
yours? You're about to ask me about my album.
Yes, girl.
I just knew it.
Hey. Talk to me. Give me something.
Well, obviously, I'm a confident woman, so whatever I do, it's going to be confident, whether it's the album, perfume, lingerie, makeup, or fashion. Y'all going to have to wait, Navy. I'm so sorry.
She's so good at skirting around, answering the questions that we all want to know. But also, I love that she has a sense of humor about it. Because I feel like a lot of artists would be kind of like, I don't want to talk about it. Or their publicist would tell them not to be asked about it. I love that she laughs. And she's just like, look, you just got to wait.
She's also a very smart businesswoman. And notice she plugged all her products in that interview. She's like, I know this is going to be talked about on many radio stations and TV shows and blogs. So here you go. Get my stuff.
Yes. Alien Stock, the festival that was supposed to take place at Area 51 has officially been canceled. I'm sorry, you guys. It was being planned after the Facebook event Storm Area 51 went viral with over 2 million people saying they wanted to attend. It was supposed to actually happen next weekend, but the organizer, Maddie Roberts, basically said he's canceling it because he doesn't want it to be the next Fire Festival 2.0. but he is still doing an event that weekend in Las Vegas. They're doing, he's calling it Area 51 Celebration, and it's being billed as an out-of-this-world evening with top-secret entertainment. So if you're still interested, you could check that out. I'm very curious what it's gonna be all about.
Get your alien on. It's interesting. I was reading into the story, and the creator of this, he said two main reasons why they canceled this event that was going to be near or in a town near Area 51. One is they applied for all kinds of permits, and the county just never got back to them.
Of course.
Just like, nope. And the other, he said FBI agents rolled up to his pad.
I love it.
And searched it for like pipe bombs, all kinds of stuff. And he's like, all right, cool. I got it. I got the message. I'm not going. And now he's just going to Vegas.
It's funny. You can tell like in interviews he does, he's like in over his head because he was not expecting this Facebook event that he created to go viral. And so he's kind of like, he's excited about it, but he's like not sure how to handle it, which is just kind of funny. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not Big Bank Banking. It's better. For details, you can call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com today.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Sarah from Whittier, where the girls are prettier. Drop some wisdom on us. What should you definitely not do while kissing?
Can I give you three do nots because it all happened in the same date?
Yeah, because I feel you on that one. It's like you know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so DMing this guy, totally casual. We were on our third date. He drops me home. We had a good time, and then we started kissing. It felt pretty good, but I opened my eyes just like quickly to kind of just choreograph it a bit, and his eyes were blaring wide open.
Yikes, no, I was like, no go.
I was like, all right.
I'm out.
I was like, all right, I'm going to give him a second chance. So we kept kind of kissing, so I kind of started laughing, and I was like, oh no, I'm just nervous. So we started kissing again, and I just kind of pulled back and felt weird. I was like, you know what? I got to go to work in the morning. And so he grabs my face super gentle and licks my nose and my eyelids.
Wait, hold up.
Dislike him very highly.
Kisses me on the forehead and says goodbye. And I was like, never again delete this number.
Oh my God.
Sarah, have you followed up on this guy? This guy's a serial killer.
No, she said delete my number.
Sarah, he licked your nose and your eyelids?
he licked up my nose and then licked both my eyelids and then kissed the top of my forehead.
The funny thing, the funny thing is, he probably thought he was being so sexy, and he's like, "I'll leave her with this."
But I felt like he was a damn cat. It was like a, it was so weird.
Oh, that's way too much babas for your life, right there. Way too much drool, Sarah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right?
Oh, nobody. I'm so sorry. You girls go through this stuff, man.
Oh, man.
This is crazy.
We do, we do. But there's also amazing kissers out there, so I'm just looking for a good one.
I mean, far and few in between.
Chelsea says, DM her when you find one, and please share.
Right? Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
You guys are straight up losing your minds over this video between Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Kissing, let me rephrase
They're
that.
Not kissing.
Like trying to swallow each other's face, literally, in a hotel room in Mexico. We posted on Instagram at 97.1 App Radio. Obviously, they did it as a joke because people are saying that they kiss like they were fish.
Yeah.
Can you give me a description of that, Chelsea?
I feel like that's like puckering your lips. And it's just basically, it sums up as an awkward kiss.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyways, check it out. So I was looking through all the comments and they're hilarious. You guys are hilarious. I love you guys. But then there's Ismara underscore Carmen. Her comment, I think, wins today because it has zero, nothing to do with Camila and Shawn like making out on this video. All she had to say was, her outfit, I seen it at Ross.
Calling her out. You know what, though? It's fine. Camila,
I love
just,
that.
Camila just bought a house. You know what I mean? She's like, she's going to save some money.
Chelsea, who are you trying to convince that Camila Cabello's on a budget, girl? Come on. No.
You know what?
Listen, you got to do what you got to do. That's dope that she found that outfit at Ross. It's like a black hoodie with some, what is it, like pink strings on it?
Yeah, it's like red. I think red and gold strings. Yeah, she looks cute.
Chelsea, I have to ask you a very important question.
Okay. Oh, no. When this happens, when you get that tone with me, I never know what's going
to
happen.
Okay, you have to only choose one, okay? You can only shop at this store for the rest of your life.
You always do this.
Is it gonna be
what?
Ross or TJ Maxx?
Oh, I'm going TJ Maxx all day long.
No way.
I've had some real good luck at TJ Maxx.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love TJ Maxx. It's a good one.
I think you're right there with my wife too. She loves, there's this TJ Maxx in Irvine.
Is it home? They have the home stuff too.
And they have the home goods built into it.
So good.
It's like Disneyland for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always getting debt after that. So that is gold right there. Would you say TJ Maxx's are like more organized than Ross? Or did you just have better stuff?
Yeah, in my experience, I would say I think they have better brands too.
Okay.
So
I think it all depends what city you go shopping in.
Yeah, for sure.
If you go to the Akiyomi, what your name so fancy city, you're going to find some good stuff.
And if you go like West Hollywood, like you're not going to find anything because everything is so picked through over here. So you have to go like to the outskirts of
Those
LA.
Are the inside scoops right there, baby. Inside scoops.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. Two things I want to leave you with before we roll out. One, I have to make an apology. And two, I'll leave you with a feel-good story of the day, all right? Number one, I got to apologize to my girl Chelsea.
You're going to bring it up again, aren't you?
You're right.
You're going to bring it up
again. Damn. It's kind of like counter. It's kind of countering my apology. It's only if you're okay with it, I'll bring it up.
Well, now we can't leave people hanging.
Okay.
No, go for it.
I want to apologize to you if I made you self-conscious about your spray tan that you got yesterday.
Guys.
And I had to double check the lights because I thought it was mad dark in here. But the lights were all the way up.
Oh, my God.
And you look like you've been smoking ribs and brisket for like 24 hours straight.
You know what? Though, seriously though, I just got a glimpse of myself in the mirror in the bathroom and I got so sad.
You had to do a double check. You're like, who's that? It's my Latina girlfriend. My Latina twin.
What do I do, you guys? How do I get rid of this?
I don't know. Does anybody have any help for Chelsea?
I got a scrub.
I don't know, dude. But it looks good. Also, it didn't help the fact that you lightened your hair.
Yeah,
so the contrast is bigger.
I messed up there. Oh, well. Hopefully, it'll fade by this weekend when I have to go to a wedding.
Yo, who's that girl who's glowing? You mean her vibe, her aura? No, no, literally.
Well, glowing's a good thing. Yeah. I'm down to be glowy. Right, that's cool. Thanks, Edgar. Makes it all better.
I wanted to apologize for that.
I accept your apology, sort of.
Feel good story, and real quick, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to 7-year-old boy named Jermaine out of South Carolina. I love this story. So he's been saving up his birthday money, Christmas money, since he was 4 years of age to go to Disney World, right, on vacation. And once he found out and saw in the news all the evacuees and people affected by Hurricane Dorian, he decided himself to donate all of that money for his Disney vacation to buy food for the people in need.
Wow.
Obviously, the news picked this up. His story went viral. And Disney hooked him up with a trip to Disney World for two free.
See,
it's going to be an amazing experience.
That's a great, great story, Edgar.
Right?
Thank you. That makes up for you making fun of me.
I wasn't making fun of you. Just trying to clear something up. Yes, your thing's coming up next. Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything, not even a crazy spray tan, to steal your joy or your peace.
Not that bad.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.